Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 893 is Anyavinna. This name came previously at name 436. Satyadeva Vashishta gives two roots for deriving the meaning of this name. Vid Satayam, to happen, to be, and Vid Vicharane, to discuss, to consider. Ni is an upasarga, a preposition that has many senses, including a collection. So putting the meanings of all these words together, we have that nirvana means despondency, depression, and anirvana means one who is free from worries, free from concerns. Satyadeva Vashishta gives the meaning that anirvana means one who does not have depression, despair, frustration. And the different commentators give different reasons as to why this is so. In the previous instance of the name, I quoted from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the word nirvana is used several times in relation to the moods that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt in the mood of Sri Radha lamenting in separation from Krishna. And of course, Krishna himself also feels that lamentation in separation from Radha and from all the Rajavasis, the residents of Vrindavan. But anyway, here we're discussing how Vishnu is anirvana. When we go higher, above Vaikuntha, which to the devotees who aspire for Vaikuntha, it seems almost heretical to say that there's anything above Vaikuntha. But there is the word of Golok, where there is transcendentally delicious disappointment, lamentation, and expressed on this planet in Sri Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan and outside Vrindavan as he's remembering Vrindavan. But anyway, here we're discussing anirvana. Previously, when the name occurred previously, Parashabhata explained that this name means that Vishnu, he doesn't become disappointed that the jivas do not resort to him, even though he makes a creation to facilitate their wicked desires. He personally comes and tries to canvass the fallen souls to come to him. He hopes that they will turn to him and give up their lives of suffering in this material world, but most of them do not. But he doesn't become disappointed in as much as he doesn't stop trying. He keeps the creation going on again and again in cycles. So he doesn't become frustrated or give up or become lazy in this matter. Of course, we hear about Ananta sometimes becoming so angry with the wicked disposition of the conditioned souls that he burns up the whole universe. But in another aspect, then again, Vishnu, he again recreates the universe. And it's very kind of him that even though the conditioned souls are willingly or maybe unknowingly turning away from him, he keeps on trying to bring them back to him. In this instance of the name, Parashabhata, continuing his explanation of the present series of names in terms of the liberated soul, the soul who becomes liberated from material existence on his way back to Godhead. So at this point, Parashrabhata explains that he's the conditioned soul is no longer conditioned, he's now liberated, he's made it back to the spiritual world, he's been greeted directly by Lakshmi Narayana, and Narayana is anirvinna, he's now relieved. Ah, no more worries about that soul. I tried so hard as he traveled in throughout so many universes, in so many species of life. I was so concerned, so worried about him. But now no more worries. I'm very happy that he's returned to the fold of the pure souls in the pure land of Vaikuntha. Up until that time, Narayana was always in anxiety about that jiva. So we can say nirvinna. He is nirvinna also in relation to the conditioned souls. But then when someone makes it back to Godhead, having gone through all the planets of the demigods on the way, doesn't become distracted, then Lord Vishnu becomes very happy and free of worry that he won't make it, that the jiva won't make it back to him. He's made it. In this regard, Parashrabhata gives the example of Lord Rama. He promised Vibhishana that he, Rama, would make Vibhishana king of Lanka. And until Rama was able to do that, he always had some anxiety. But after he had coronated Vibhishana as king of Lanka, he felt relieved. No more worries. My word is fulfilled. He felt, I've fulfilled my duty. Krita krityas tadaramo vijvara pramamodaha. He felt, this is from the Ramayana, that Rama, he felt, yes, krita kritya, I've done what I've set out to do, and now I'm relieved of the pangs of that feeling of obligation, and very happy for that. Baladev Vidyabhushan says that the Supreme Lord is called anirvinna, not fatigued. He gives this meaning, not fatigued, because he already brought many of his devotees, Lord Vishnu already brought many of his devotees to his hard-to-attain abode. And the Supreme Lord puts out much effort. On one hand, we say he doesn't have to expend any effort. On the other hand, he does put so much effort to bring them back to him. He's not lazy in this matter, and he doesn't become fatigued. He doesn't become fed up. He helps the devotees on their way to perfect their sadhana, those whose spiritual practice is immature. He brings them up and he brings them in to his own abode. Shankaracharya explains that anirvinna means he's not depressed or disappointed because he has nothing to wish for. He's Atmarama, Atmakama. Sorry, Atmarama, Aptakama. He's satisfied in himself and all his wishes are fulfilled. And therefore, he's not depressed about anything. In this regard, he quotes, Name partasti kartavyam trishu lokeshu kinchana nana avaptam avaptavyam varta eva chakaramani. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, there is nothing, Arjuna, that I have to do in all the worlds. I'm not obliged to do anything. Nor is there anything that I have to work for, to get. I don't have any duty. I don't have any desire within this world. Yet I go on working. Satyadeva Vasishta and Radha Krishna both note that nirvinna, virakti, Virakti means disturbance in the mind. So it means frustration, despondency again. These are characteristics of people who keep on changing their positions and their desires because they always want something new and they can't get enough of what they want or they're not satisfied with what they get. These are all the effects of the mind, the contaminated consciousness, influenced by previous activities, previous desires. But none of these, it's something, this mental state of being always wanting something. It doesn't occur in Bhagavan. He has no birth, he has no karma, no material birth, no material activities or results thereof. He is unchanging, avyayam. He doesn't expand his potency. He has everything he wants. He can get anything he wants. So he's beyond the state of being dissatisfied, frustrated, and so on. He is simply bliss. His very being is bliss. Satchit Ananda Vigraha. His creation, the material world, is changing constantly. And therein, everyone is suffering because they're trying to get a stable position of happiness, which they can't attain. So everyone in this world is nirvinna, always lamenting. But he's beyond this by his very nature. So he's anirvinna. For all these reasons, he's not tired or strained. He's creates the world, protects it, maintains it, destroys it. He has no strain in doing this. He does it effortlessly. He doesn't have to stop to take rest in the middle. It goes on continuously. there's nothing for him to gain in doing so, but he does so. It's his very nature. He's complete. There's nothing for him to be gained. This is all summarized by Madhvacharya in one verse in his work Anuvyakhyan. Lilang prayojanam kritva srishti shruti virodhini iti kevala lilaiva nirvinnata prabhuna swayam. So his lila, what is the need for him to do his pastimes? What is the need for him to create the world and all these things? There's nothing to obstruct him in all these. He just does it simply out of his desire, playfulness, kevala lilaiva nirnita. Therefore, he's called anirvana. Another meaning can be taken. Actually, so many meanings can be taken. He doesn't tire. He, Vishnu, does not tire. Doesn't become fed up in fulfilling the wishes of his devotees. Ananta Krishna Shastri gives this meaning. He doesn't ever get fed up, exhausted, lazy, any such thing. We see when we read throughout the Bhagavatam that the Supreme Lord is always very attentive to fulfilling the desires of his devotees. One great, there are so many examples, just comes to mind, Sudama. And when we think of Sudama, who went completely impoverished and had darshan of Krishna at Dwarka, we think, oh yes, Krishna fulfilled Sudama's desires by giving him unlimited wealth. But that's not exactly the way that he did fulfill Sudama's wish, but Sudama's wish was completely fulfilled simply by having darshan of Krishna and Krishna interacting with Sudama so lovingly. And Sudama was completely satisfied when he started his walk back to his hometown, which is now known as Porbandar in Gujarat. So he was completely satisfied. He reached home and found it turned into a palace, but that didn't make him any more happy than previously. His happiness was simply in getting darshan of the Lord. So Krishna doesn't become tired in creating the material world. He knows that out of all of this, in this world, some people are going to become my devotees. They're going to take up the path, going back to Godhead. He helps them. He doesn't tire in that. He's a very good God. He does his job very well. And we're very happy to have the opportunity to glorify him in his thousand names and his unlimited names. Vanchar kalpa tarupyas chakripa sindhu evacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nidaya churnakam padayane patya krit vachaka kushatameta vahambra vimi. He sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad gauranga chandra charne kurutanu ragaha. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mukaro navayang vichara yamaha. Hari rasa madira madati matta bhuvi vilutama nartama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.